Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, my topic is going to be the power of no. I'm going to break it down in different sections just so we can really wrap our head completely around it. Let's talk about the word no itself when it's being used to us. So these are the things I'm hearing in coaching. These are the things I've experienced in my lifetime. This is where I think we have so much anxiety around the word. And these are some other things that I hear or that come up or I've experienced it. It could be sadness. It could be hurt our feelings when someone says no. It could be that we feel let down or defeated. We could feel when we're told no, we're not good enough. We can feel that we're not doing a great job. We get a lot of anxiety or panic around it. And because of that word, two little letters, N and an O, when those come at us, it rocks our world. It rocks our core. And therefore, we are resistant or not as quick to do the things that might trigger a no from someone, like prospecting or putting ourselves out there or asking the person on a date or, you know, trying to get that big fish or following up or whatever, because we are preventing this inevitable of the word no. Here's another way. Let's look at it a different way now. Let's talk about us using the word no. So check this out. Is we use the word and we feel bad, you know, telling somebody else no. So because we don't want to do that, we find ourselves saying yes. So we become all things to all people at all times, and it takes away from us. Sometimes we can't even use the word no. We can't even get it out of our mouth. We know we need to, and next thing you know, there you are sucked into doing something you don't want to do, and all your brain is saying is you should have said no. Next, we're worried about judgment, you know, or not being helpful, or not being there for someone, or letting someone down. And we go through that experience as well, using the word. Maybe if we use the word, they'll use someone else. So let's go and do all these tedious things that are an anchor in our life and our business, so that the mere fact that they don't go use somebody else, you know? And so even us using the word creates that almost anxiety or I can't or whatever feeling inside. I want to change a little bit of the perspective. I want you to look at it from this angle and see what this does for you when using the word, when the word no comes to you. Why don't you look at it like, instead of N-O as just spelling out the word no, look at it representing new opportunity. N-O means new opportunity. Okay, if you embrace that messaging right there, you're going to have a different perspective on it when you hear it. Or maybe feel like, okay, so it's a not now, maybe later, right? As we're hearing it coming from someone else. Maybe it's not now, it's later. In the prospecting realm, maybe it means try again. There's a no today, but maybe it means try again. Okay. And of course, I always say, do everything in your power to combat the no, you know, as far as trying to get that appointment or go after that prospect. But let's say you get a no, then at the end of the day, look at it like, you know what? I'm going to try again. I'm going to pick myself up and I'm going to try again. The other thing is, when you get a no, just remember to instantly trigger the messaging, you got this. You know, you got this. It's okay that it's a no. You got this. You got to do something inside that pumps you back up. I get no's. I get no's as a coach. I mean, to this day, no's still come in our world. You know, I mean, J-Lo gets no's. Like, you know, people are getting no's at all times. It just is. It just happens. It's just coming. It's just part of being on this planet. So if we look at it like, you got this, it's okay, it's a no, but you got this, and encouraging and instilling, you know, positive messaging into your brain will help you get through that no. Also look at a no as a little bit of a takeaway for a lesson of like, hey, maybe we need to practice more. Maybe we need to master our craft more. Maybe we didn't come off so confident when we asked for the request. And maybe we had to really kind of sharpen that up. I also want to say when a no comes, I want you to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm proud of you for going after it. I'm proud of you for going after it. Because at the end of the day, if you don't, you still get the same results, which is nothing. At least now you chipped away. At least now you put your hat in the ring. At least now you put a toe in the water. So I'm proud of you. I want you to be proud of yourself too. It's not easy to go after things and get a no. It's just not. But it's way more fascinating to me to try and go after it. Hey, I do have a podcast that says Trying is My Hero. You have to listen to it. Here's another one. So when we are using the word no, my brother said something to me recently and it really clicked for me. I mean, you know, Eric, thank you for that, bro. I appreciate it. And he said, no, you might be saying the word no to someone, but you're really saying yes to yourself. And that just felt so good inside. Basically, you are, you know, managing your time. You are controlling your day. And I know all these little tedious things come in, you know, do this. And everybody wants to hear yes. But when you say no to that, you're saying yes to yourself. Okay, which is a good thing. And I really love that. Also, when you use the word no, you're making bigger and better choices. Sorry. At the end of the day, are you making revenue generating choices throughout your day? Are you making choices to make yourself comfortable? Are you making choices to please everybody else? Like, where are you with that? So just know when you execute the word no, it's not a bad thing. You're making bigger and better choices for you and your life and your results. Also the check-in. I've done a podcast on this. Go look for it. It's called the check-in. When you're checking in with yourself and that gut, that throat, your heart, your mind, body, soul is saying the word no, it's talking to you. We can't even make this stuff up. I mean, when you're in tune with yourself, your body does give you a sign. It does tell you, that's a no. And it's okay to execute the no. It's healthy to say no. It's confident to say no. It's strong to say no, and it's needed to say no sometimes. It's okay. Embrace the word no. There's a few different perspectives today. I was sharing you to look at it through a different lens on both sides, but there's takeaways in all of it. So learn the power of no. DJ, kick us off something that it's like, it gives us the power to say no and understand how to handle the no. All right, everybody, have a productive day. You can reach out to me anytime on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm everywhere. And I'm my website, lisacrown.com. Looking forward to connecting with you. Thank you.